You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You are now listening to the Dynasty Rewind.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dynasty Rewind. I'm your host, Mike Byer, the best in the business. Once again, back in business, joined as always by my faithful co-host, Nate, Professor Christian. Nate, hello again.
Hello, Mike. Hello. You know, it is Monday now when we're listening to this podcast, which means happy Earth Day.
True.
Happy Earth Day. I have this little Earth stress ball here. That is my Earth Day item. That's what I'll call it.
It's funny that the thing that is a stress ball is the source of the thing that stresses me out the most. This damn planet that we're on. That being said, your rookie draft is coming up, and today we're going to be playing buy, sell, hold, avoid, and talk about players and their ADP. But the best part is, Nate, we're using Dynasty Rewind's ADP. How do we get our ADP? You. That's how. You come on over to patreon.com/Dynasty Rewind. Come mock with us. That's how we get our ADP. It's kind of like Keep Trade Cut. It's crowdsourced. The crowd is our crowd, the cool crowd. Come join. Get a week for free. On me, I must be insane. So we're going to say if we're buying, selling, holding, and hey, look, if we're, you know, I'm sorry, buying, selling, avoiding, and if we're selling or avoiding, it doesn't mean that we don't like a player. We just might not like this value right here, and things can change and will change when the draft happens. So Nate, let's get into it. Number one, AD, Adonai Mitchell. His Dynasty Rewind ADP is the 110. What are you doing?
Yeah, so, you know, this comes down to just like the smallest little margins. You know, we're talking like two or three draft picks. A lot of times draft slots when I'm saying I'm selling a player, like I'm selling Adonai Mitchell at the 110. But that's because I think that his, you know, better place should be like the 112 to the 202. Like I said, we're talking thin margins here. But when we're looking at our draft class, you know, there are tiers, you know, hopefully listen to the last podcast. Watch the most recent ranking video that we did, those tiers, and I want to stay within those tiers. And at the 110, Adonai Mitchell is not in that tier for me. There's another wide receiver I would rather have, Brian Thomas Jr. there, who I just am a bit more confident in than Adonai Mitchell. There's a running back I would rather have there, and Jonathan Brooks, who I have as the RB1 right now in this draft class. And also, maybe I'd be interested in the quarterback five if they have first-round draft capital at this point. So it's really not an indictment of Adonai Mitchell and his talent, but rather the fact that there's just guys I like in front of him that I'm more confident about moving forward. Though, Adam Scheffner today, as of recording, actually went on some show and talked about how Adonai Mitchell, actually it was Adam Levitin's show. You know who I'm talking about? You do. You know if I saw him, but you
probably don't know what I
mean. He went on his show, I think it's called Establish the Run, and they were talking about Adonai Mitchell, and Adam Scheffner said that he expects him to be picked in the teens. So if he gets that kind of draft capital, the hype might be through the roof, and 110 might be a steal for some people in the draft. So what are you thinking?
Well, I agree with you, and I agree with if he's taken that high, then obviously this is going to change exponentially. He's landing spot dependent guy for me. I don't think he's the type of guy that, you know, can go anywhere and just be fine. And honestly, depending on how my team is and where Jonathan Brooks goes, I might rather take him here as well. Are there any starting level quarterbacks left in this range? Bo Nix, JJ McCarthy, these are options I would explore as well. And for right now, till we have landing spot, I just like Troy Franklin a little bit better. That being said, I would draft AD Mitchell in like the 201 to 204 range would be my ideal range for him personally. And, you know, in that range, again, Jonathan Brooks, Trip Franklin, maybe even a Ladd McConkey, depending on where he goes, I prefer.
Ooh, okay.
Well, and hey, look, you know, if I could if I don't like anything and I want to move on from this pick, I could get guys like Jaden Reed or possibly Rashad White in a third for the 110 right now.
Yeah, for the 110, like I would like to move that for, you know, I talked about Mark Andrews in one of the recent podcasts. I think, you know, you might need a little bit more than the 110, especially if you're trying to buy from contender. But hey, once you're on the clock, you know, you never know what might happen. So, you know, moving this pick, maybe something on top of it for Mark Andrews. Maybe you can move this pick straight up for Jared Goff. That would be a move I would love to make if you need a quarterback.
It's not what you put on the.
I know. I put Jared Good on there. My bad. I don't know what autocorrect was doing. Or if I could trade out of this pick, because at the 110, you start looking at trading out of the late first.
Yeah.
I guess 2025 first and a second. You know, for me, I think there's still some good players on the board at the 110. So if I'm moving out, on top of that 25 first, I want like the 206, like at least, if not the 204 or something like that. I know that might seem steep to some people, but that's, I'm going out of a tier, if not two tiers, dropping down to the 204, 206.
All right, let's move on to our next one. That's Trey Benson. Dynasty Run ADP is the 202. Nate, what are you doing?
All right. I'm avoiding Trey Benson at the 202. I'm still waiting on a landing spot to feel comfortable on where I want to draft Trey Benson. But right now, he's kind of in this cluster of running backs that for me is really sitting at the mid-second. I don't want to push these running backs up the board just because we need running backs. We've talked about how this draft class, you know, doesn't have the top talent of some of the last couple running back draft classes. And while I still like a lot of the guys in this draft class, you know, many of them are still kind of mid. You know, we're looking at career dynasty RB2s and RB3s, I think. I don't think we're looking at top 12 guys outside of maybe Jonathan Brooks. So with that in mind, I'm not going to push up, you know, a running back to 202 unless I really believe in them. So like for Trey Benson, I'm thinking more like the 204, 206, like I said, the mid-second, somewhere around there. I would rather have some of the wide receivers like Xavier Worthy, Adonai Mitchell, Troy Franklin, Ladd McConkey, guys I'd be looking. And even depending on landing spot, I may want Jalen Wright or Marshawn Lloyd, Blake Corum even, over Trey Benson, depending on the landing spot. I think there's such a cluster at the running back position in this draft class. Or if I could trade the 202 for a player, why would I draft Trey Benson? If I could trade the 202 for DeAndre Swift, or if I need a wide receiver, Deontay Johnson, Terry McLaurin, two very productive wide receivers I can insert directly into my starting lineup. So I understand, hey, you need a running back. You probably want to reach for one of the 202. It's not a bad spot to get a running back, especially if they, you know, look like they're going to be starting. But I also don't want to just push these guys at the board before we know where they're going to be.
Yeah, but that being said, I'm all in. I'm doubling down. I'm buying on Trey Benson at the 202. We all think Jonathan Brooks is the running back one, but the fact of the matter is Trey Benson is good enough where he could end up becoming the running back one after this year is over from the 2024 rookie draft class. He's physical. He's above average receiver. And Nate's concerned about his vision. These things can be corrected with proper coaching at the NFL level. You know, you can move on from guys like Will Levis. A lot of people are kind of iffy on him. Ramondre Stevenson, what's that New England Patriots offense going to look like? And Terry McLaurin, some people are out on him. I still would probably take Terry McLaurin over Trey Benson at the 202 right now, just because I think during the season you could get more for him than that value. But that's what you're looking at to get the 202 roughly right now. So Nate's avoiding, I'm buying. But hey, these are things we do. Let's disagree on something else. Nate, Ricky Pearsall at the 212, what are you doing?
Yeah, I told you in the last podcast, I became a Ricky Pearsall stan a little bit over the weekend. So I actually changed my opinion and my answer here. I'm now buying Ricky Pearsall at the 212. I think this is actually pretty good value. I'm not going to pick him up too much higher than this. He's sitting about wide receiver 9, wide receiver 10 for me right now. But that puts him firmly into the late second. I like his route running ability. I like his speed. I like his hands and his ability to secure the catch. So for me, if I can move a guy like Isaiah Likely, Curtis Samuel, Quentin Johnston for a late second and pick up Ricky Pearsall, I think that's going to be a really good draft move for me because I think Pearsall is going to be a day two pick. I think he's going to be a second round pick at that. And, you know, one landing spot that I've seen thrown around for him is the Cincinnati Bengals in replacing that Tyler Boyd spot. You know, that would be really exciting, I think, for fantasy football purposes. And I think there's many other landing spots he could go to where we would be excited about the potential volume and production he could have.
Have we forgot about Charlie Jones already?
You know, I do like Ricky Pearsall more than Charlie Jones, as much as I like Charlie Jones. Well, I like Charlie Jones a lot, but he didn't get the draft capital that Pearsall is going to be getting. So
how dare you?
Hey, I like Charlie Jones. He wasn't a day two pick, unfortunately.
I'm avoiding. I understand that Nate likes him, but I didn't think he was overly athletic. I didn't think he was overly fast. Does have some good yak rack, though, at 5.5. Look at you go. And hey, wasn't very productive in college. Despite playing for 5 years, he had 2,426 total yards at the 212, depending on landing spot. Again, running backs in this class are going to be extremely landing spot dependent. I get a guy like Blake Corum, Marshawn Lloyd, and Javon Baker and Jalen Polk, two wide receivers I like better that I could draft in that range as well. But again, you know what? One thing that I'm trying to do is I'm not trying to really stand my ground so much and prove that I'm right. If the draft proves me wrong, I'm going to take the L real quick and I'm going to pivot. So if Ricky Pearsall goes somewhere, a juicy landing spot over a guy like Javon Baker or Jalen Polk, we'll talk. But you could move on from guys like Luke Musgrave if you're not believing. Might rather hang on to Luke Musgrave. I know they have the extremely athletic Tucker Kraft in Green Bay as well. Aaron Jones and Jahan Dotson right now too for the 212. But man, it's still hard to move off of good old Jahan Dotson. I know, same thing for you too, Nate. It's tough. It's tough.
Yes. I would rather have Jahan Dotson than Ricky Pearsall, I can tell you that.
Okay. Yeah, me too. Yeah, let's move on to the next one. At the 111, Xavier Worthy. Hey, let's disagree some more.
You know, I have to stick to my rankings here, Mike, and I have Xavier Worthy in the early second. So for me, I'm selling Xavier Worthy at the 111. Now, it's a risky sell because I've talked about Xavier Worthy has all the potential in the world, and he could make me look really dumb by saying this because I can see, you know, a very clear path to Xavier Worthy being absolutely worth a first-round pick, and potentially even like the 108 or 109 is within the realm of, you know, his potential. With that speed, he's a good route runner, the production that he showed in college. But I keep going back to the drops. And, you know, that just brings up enough question marks in this draft class that's full of wide receiver talent that he just finds himself in that cluster of the early second where I'm willing to take a swing on him. And if I'm looking at Xavier Worthy, and I really need a wide receiver, and, you know, Brian Thomas Jr. is already off the board. You know, maybe I'm not feeling Ladd McConkey. You know, can I use the 111 to go get a wide receiver not on the draft board? And what I mean by that is Diontae Johnson in a third round pick, maybe a late second. You know, I had to put Diontae in here.
I know you did.
But other wide receivers, maybe straight up, you can get for the 111 or pretty close to it. JSN, Tank Dell, you're still getting a really good young stud, but you don't have to take as much of a risk, I think, as you would have to take drafting Xavier Worthy.
Okay. I'm actually going to buy in here at the 111. I do like Xavier Worthy a little bit more than A.D. Mitchell. I'm concerned about the drops, hoping that could turn around. But, hey, man, that speed, that quick release, I love it. I think he's a really good route runner, too. Nate, the yak rack, 7.6. Oh, my goodness. I love it. Hey, as I talked about a few pods ago, you could move Bryce Young right now for the 111. Najee Harris, on the last year of his rookie deal, if you don't believe. You know, you're at the back end here, the 111. Maybe you traded for this or you came in second. Sucks. But, you know, you might want to keep Najee Harris then if that's the case. But I'm in on Xavier Worthy. I'm a fan. Right. Hopefully he goes to the Chiefs and ruins it for everybody.
That'd be wild.
Because, you know, if he goes to the Chiefs, he's going to get.
Hey, I want to say.
I want to hear you say it.
Schrader, Peter Schrader, I think that's his name, right? From NFL, Josh NFL.com. Pate. And oh, I do love me some Josh Pate. But he released a mock draft today, a first-round mock draft, and he had Jalen Polk going 32 overall to the Chiefs. I have not seen him in the first round in any mock drafts yet, and I find that very interesting a week and a half before. Actually, now at this point, the week of.
That is by far and away the earliest I've ever seen him anywhere.
I don't think he's a first-round pick, but I like the fact that Schrager is hearing enough from the NFL to put him there. You know, he sounds like he's locked into probably a second-round pick.
Yeah, he's hearing enough from Dynasty Rewind because we've been on him for a while with those hands. At least we're going to tell ourselves that. So, Nate, we got a player that we might both be avoiding here. Michael Penix, his Dynasty Rewind ADP is the 201. Might be. I don't know. Are we? Are we in agreement here? What are you doing?
I'm out there, man. That is way too early for me. I have doubts about him even being drafted as a first rounder. I personally wouldn't draft him as a first rounder. I have enough questions about his accuracy, especially across the middle of the field. He threw a lot of jump balls along the sideline. He did well with that because he had three NFL wide receivers in that offense. You know, Roma Dunze, obviously the number one there, but Jalen McMillan and Jalen Polk, who we just talked about, obviously no scrubs either. So, you know, he had a really good offensive scheme and player talent to work with. And while he's still a good quarterback, I don't think he's like a bad quarterback. I wouldn't mind taking, a swing on him day two if I was an NFL team, like the Raiders especially. But when you look at, those question marks, and then you throw in the extensive injury history that he had while he was at Indiana, and the fact that he's an older prospect, it brings enough hesitation and wariness for me that I'm not willing to invest in him with the 201 when there are so many other good players on the board at this point. I'd much rather have Xavier Worthy, Adonai Mitchell, Troy Franklin, Jonathan Brooks if he's still there, Ladd McConkey, maybe starting to get into the other running backs in this draft class before I even get to Michael Penix Jr. So if you really need a quarterback and you're saying they're the 201 and you're not going to pick Michael Penix Jr., can you go after maybe a Baker Mayfield, a Will Levis, Bryce Young? I'd rather have all three of those guys than Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, I'm avoiding too that wonky throwing motion. Not as athletic as he was hyped up to be. The injury history and the vibes just don't check out, Nate. It's 201. Get a guy like Trey Benson, who I like, Jalen Wright, JT Sanders, if it's a tight end premium league, even Braylon Allen, if he gets a good landing spot. I don't think Jonathan Brooks slips down here, but if he did to the 201, that would be.
Hey, really the running back position, once the draft capital comes in and the situations come in, we all love Jonathan Brooks here, but Jonathan Brooks is not the RB1 at other places. He's RB3, RB4 somewhere else. So there's a good chance in some places, Jonathan Brooks, if he doesn't maybe have the ideal landing spot, and Trey Benson, Jalen Wright get really good landing spots, Blake Corum goes to the Chargers. Jonathan Brooks could be the RB3, RB4 off the board, especially with that injury.
Yeah, curious to see how that goes down. I would rather honestly have like even Hollywood Brown or Christian Kirk over this pick right now over Michael Penix. Yeah. So
where do you feel comfortable drafting Michael Penix?
He's extremely landing spot dependent for me. I saw a couple mocks of him going to the Giants, but I'm still probably not touching him before the 205. To be honest with you, there's a lot of things that a six-year collegiate player shouldn't be doing. Like Sam Hartman's been in college for 6 years, and I think he is a more fundamentally sound player than Michael Penix. I don't think he is athletically gifted. I don't think his arm is as big, but he's more accurate. I like his awareness and I like his field vision much better than Michael Penix's. And man, throwing motion is just so weird. Michael Penix does not set his feet very well either most of the time. So
if Penix is a first rounder, I think you have to start considering him certainly at the 205. Maybe a little bit earlier if the landing spot's great. Like if he goes to the Raiders in the first round, that's probably one of the better landing spots I could see for him, especially throwing to Jacoby Myers and Davante Adams, among other players on that offense. But if he's a day two pick, if he's a second round pick, I'm probably not touching Michael Penix Jr. until the third round, to be quite honest, which means I'm not going to have any Michael Penix Jr.
If I'm the Raiders, I'm just going to roll out Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell, to be honest with you.
I would as well.
Their answer might be in 2025. Nate, before we leave, is there anyone in the locked-in top seven that you're most likely to buy, sell, or avoid based on ADP? And if there is, or if not, that's fine. But if there is, let me know who and why and what and where.
Well, Mike, I am avoiding in the top seven Jaden Daniels at the keep trade cut ADP of 104.
Same.
I know. We have him at the DR at the 105. Keep trade cut has him at the 104. We've seen him, all about that area. And it's nothing, I don't not like Jaden Daniels, but I have enough questions about him where I'm taking Drake May over him most likely. Depending on the landing spot. I might even take JJ McCarthy over him. If McCarthy does end up going to the Vikings, McCarthy might be my quarterback too, to be quite honest at the end of the day. But also what is really exciting for me at the 104 is I would almost rather take Romo Dunze at the 104 or Malik Nabers. If one of them is sitting there, I would probably take one of those wide receivers over Jaden Daniels, unless I really need the quarterback. I would greatly consider it. I might also take Jaden Daniels. It's going to really come down to landing spot and where these guys are. Jaden Daniels goes to the Commanders at number 2 overall. and I might be back in on him, you know, at the 104, 105. But also, I really like Malik Nabers. I really like Romo Odunze. You know, we're talking about Marvin Harrison being locked into the 102. I think it's not, you know, hearsay to say that those guys could be the 103, 104 as well. It's a decent quarterback class, but it's such a good wide receiver class at the top.
Okay. Yeah, I'm also selling him as well. You know, we've talked about it ad nauseum. Slender frame, doesn't protect himself well. Was he a great quarterback, or was he the product of being surrounded by great wide receiver talent? Because he really was, had Nabers and Brian Thomas there. You know what? At the 105, Dynasty Run ADP, I'll trade down to the 109 and take J.J. McCarthy. If I could get him and some better draft capital, I'm going to do that probably 9 times out of 10 or 98 times out of 100. I'll mix it up with those other two times.
I think a trade down is not a bad idea at that point. If you can still get, you know, someone in that top eight or so that you really value.
Just remember, you don't have to pick a player you don't like. There's always room to move. And, you know, if you can't make a move, just throw a hissy fit and hold the entire draft hostage.
Take all 7 hours and 55 minutes of that clock.
And then demand your money back. There's plenty of things you could do. So until next time, don't forget, summer's coming. Pick up a new shirt, Dynasty Rewind shirt. They look great on the beach or in a nightclub, which I've never been to, so I can only assume. Link is in the description of all of our pods and all of our YouTube videos, so check it out. Until next time, for Nate and I'm Mike, thanks for listening. All right, everyone, that is going to do it for us this week. But if you're headed to a game, make sure you check out SeatGeek.com. It's your one-stop shop for all things live events. It offers the best price available. Use the promo code DynastyRewind. You'll get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Don't forget, if you want to play some best ball, head on over to Underdog. It's the easiest buy-in in fantasy football. And it's not having to worry about setting your lineups, man. That's what it's all about. So again, underdog.com. Use the promo code REWIND. A 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Visit our store over at payhip.com/DynastyRewind. That's where you find our roster reviews. That's where you find all of our manuals and everything like that. Head on over there now. Grab some merch at spreadshop.com. Link is down below. And we want to see you in our community. And that is patreon.com/DynastyRewind. But until next time, everybody, for my faithful co-hosts, Chev Nooney and Nate Christian, I'm your host, Michael Bauer. Be kind, please rewind. Thank you for listening.